Hello.
Hi, Janine, it's Becky from Family First Care. How are you?
Okay.
Good, happy to hear. I was wondering an update on your brother Jerome, what the story was, how his assessment went last week.
Yes, and I do apologize because I was supposed to call you guys, you and Jasmine, to let y'all know.
No problem.
I did talk to someone, a Sandra. We did a assessment over the phone once. We
Okay, that was
did
on
that.
Thursday, right?
Yes, it
Okay.
was. It was on Thursday, so we did that one. We went over everything. Had Jerome, because I went down there to Jerome, and us three was on the phone. So she said we're looking for paperwork in the mail from the next 7 to 14 days, she said. We have
Okay.
to fill that out. Then she want us to take it to 5700 of Park Ave. I think it's Park Ave or
Parks,
Park Side.
50
Park Side.
Parkside, yeah.
Yes. She wanted us to take that paperwork down there. Then she said, get in the line for the waiver.
Exactly, yeah.
So I am saying it right because I wrote it down, but I'm
Yeah.
downstairs. I don't have my notes in front of me.
No, you're good. You're
But I
perfect. So far,
remember.
so good.
Okay. Yes. So that's where we at with that. Now, my thing is the place. Do you know exactly where the place is? Do you have a way to send it to my
Yeah.
email or Jerome's email?
Sure. So, two stuff. First of all, it's an application, right? That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
So that
Well.
application, you can either you could submit it by hand at 5070 Parkside. I could give you the exact address. I could email it to you. Or if it's complicated for you to get there, by the way, you can just email me those pictures and I can email it directly into their office. We could do it that way too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm supposed to see Jerome tomorrow. Is that soon enough?
Yeah, that's fine. That's perfect.
Okay, yes. We can do it that way because I really want to speed up the process as fast as I can.
Exactly.
We just been a lot of waiting on our side, just a bunch
I'm
of waiting around.
Truth is, I don't even know what is faster, if you go in or if, I don't know. Honestly, it's a little
It's probably all
unpredictable.
the same. I think it's all the same.
Yeah, I feel
So
like it also.
if you could send that information to my email, that'd be great.
Okay, so you know what? I don't know if I have your email address. Do you mind if I text it to you?
You could do that.
Okay, so hold on. Let's start with texting you just a hello.
Okay.
That way you have my number saved in your texts,
Okay.
like whatever
Okay.
on. Okay, that's me.
Okay, that's Becky.
Good. And then now I'm gonna send you long term. This is the. You're in Philadelphia, right?
Okay.
You're in Philadelphia, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in Philadelphia. Let me turn
Good.
my
So this is
coffee off.
the. No problem. So that's the address to give things into the county. Because you'll see in the later on in the process, there will be other paperwork to submit to the county. And at a certain point, it's going to be a big stack of papers. It's going to be all Jerome's financial information, which is a big stack of papers. So for some people, it is easier to give it in by hand instead of taking like pictures of like 30 papers, whatever is easier
Okay.
for you. So I
Okay.
feel like it's good for you to have that. Let me also text you my email address so you always have that too. All right. Okay, now I'm glad you're going to work on that application and get it done as soon as possible. Two more questions for you when you're ready.
Yes. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, great. So did anyone call you since to schedule the second assessment? It's called the AAA assessment.
No, because the lady that I talked to, her name was Sandra, and she said 7 to 14 days for that paperwork. Once we get that paperwork, for us to fill it out and take it there, and I guess that's when the third one was going to come in at,
Not
or was
necessarily. Really,
second one.
the next assessment you should already have been scheduled for.
Didn't get
Meaning
that information. No.
usually what happens is someone from the county gives you a call to schedule your next appointment. Like it's those two come pretty consecutively. But
Okay.
it's possible they just didn't get a chance to reach out to you. So I'm giving
Which
you a
they
heads up.
didn't. Listen, my brother would have told me. He would have called me. He always be, you know, real prompt on that part. He would have called me and told me.
Right. Okay. I'm saying he's a little hard to reach. I just tried calling him and I wasn't successful.
Yes, he is. So it'd be best to call me because sometimes I have to call his son just to get him. So, yeah.
Right.
Either he downstairs and he don't have his phone with him, but it is not easy to get Jerome on the phone. So.
Right. Okay. I'll tell you. So, you know what I did? I also texted you, if you would see on your text, to schedule the AA assessment. And then I sent you the number, meaning to say, if you don't get a call today or tomorrow, I would already say you should call them because it could be they called, they couldn't get through, or it could be you're just...
Yeah, it could be just what happened with you. They called and didn't get through. Okay. And that's the AA assessment?
Exactly. So I would love if you could give them a call just to be proactive and...
Okay.
And, you know, get yourself scheduled, because why not?
Okay. And you sent me all that information on my email, on my text.
Before we hang up, two stuff. First of all, could you just make sure that you're receiving my text and you understand the things I sent you?
Okay, let me look right now.
Okay, great.
Wait a minute. Hey, hi, this is Becky from Family Care, Long Term and Dependent. Oh, that's where I'm going to, Service District 5070, office hours. I see all of that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I see all of that.
Okay, great. Good. So that was item number one I want to make sure you are all set with. And then also something else. I don't want to overwhelm you. I just want to get as much done in the time that, anyways, we're waiting on, like, county stuff. Like, we may as well make sure that we're doing our part. So then there's one other part that has to still get done, which is they call it a telehealth. It's like a doctor. Yeah, it's a doctor's form, but we call it a telehealth because we have a company that is able to call you on the phone or call Jerome and fill out, like, ask him a couple questions over the phone and fill out that paper that the county would need. They could just do it that way. Instead of bothering you to go to your own doctor, we have a system where they just call in.
Okay.
So,
and let's make the stuff move faster. I like that part. But let me ask you this. Sorry to cut you off, but let me ask you this. Now, the first one on the phone was a part of an assessment, so the double A assessment is the second?
Exactly.
Okay, so what is the third?
So, look, the third is – I wouldn't think of it as a third. Look, the first two are with the county, and they're health assessments.
Okay.
Then there's a telehealth that – I'm scheduling because it's a form that the county needs. So this is like a separate, isolated situation. They need a form. Instead of sending you to your doctor, that would be a process. I'm just going to have someone call in for that. It's not really an assessment.
That's the telehealth, right?
Yeah,
that's
just think of it as a telehealth. Right.
Right. Okay.
Then think about it like this. So I just want to in-service you on the process so you're clear. So, then once health in the county is good, you have your telehealth. Then lastly, what happens is you need to submit all your financial bank statements and information, Jerome's.
That's easy.
Yeah, it's easy, so good.
You got none, so yeah, that won't be no problem.
Okay, so you know what? I'm going to send you a text of what the financials are, so you could already, you know, have that in the back of your mind and even try to prepare those documents when I will ask. Yeah.
Okay.
So I just texted you that. That's the documents for financial approval. Then, once you're financially approved and medically approved, and you have the telehealth, right? You're following?
Yes, I'm listening.
Then, you're going to be approved. That, all those three items, right? The medical assessment's good, telehealth is in, applications are in, financials are approved. Then, you are approved for the waiver program, and you're good to go with the county.
I like that. All right. And then I can get on the books. That's what you tell me?
And then once you're good with the county, then you could already work already. Then you're good with Medicaid. So then all you have to do is get involved with insurance company. They send out a service coordinator. That part's real easy. Send out a service coordinator. They tell you the hours you need. The hours, you know, Jerome would be approved for.
Okay.
We got you onboarded. Then already it's all like, it's more like surface level issues. This is like, what we're working on now is like Medicaid approval. So it's like, it's a little bit more intense. But once, once you have your waiver ready, it's a lot more like chilled, I guess.
All right. And I would definitely be on this right here tomorrow. I'll be seeing Jerome.
Good. Good, good, good.
Yes. Once I do all of this, call you back?
Once you complete, well, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think you're going to send, do you think you're going to give it in by hand to the county, or you think it's easier for you to email, just so I know what to expect?
You know, I want to do as fast as possible. I think me going in and just handing it to them is better than trying to do all the papers.
Okay. So, you know what? Go ahead.
No, you go. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you could even, like, shoot me a text. You don't even have to call. Just say, hey, just completed paperwork, submitted it to the county. That's perfect. I'll add it to my notes. And then, you know.
And that can keep you moving. I see what you're saying. I understand clearly, and I like that. I could do that. That's
good.
Not a problem. I can make
amazing,
it happen.
Amazing, amazing. So really, I explained the big process. What's on your plate right now is just to complete the application, and when telehealth calls, you know, connect them to Jerome, because I'm putting your number down as well, so that way, you know, they could.
It's a matter of me doing my homework now, so I understand. I got this.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you, Becky.
For sure. I really appreciate your involvement.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day. We'll be in touch.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.